This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello from CNN, I'm Anna Sterla with the 5 things you need to know for Friday, February 9th. The White House is not ruling out possibly releasing President Joe Biden's interview transcripts with special counsel Robert Herr about his handling of classified documents. But some parts of the interview about classified information would have to be redacted. The report, released just yesterday, concludes that Biden willfully retained classified information. But the special counsel decided not to charge Biden, saying he thought a jury would find him to be, quote, a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Herr interviewed Biden for the report 2 days after Hamas's attacks in Israel on October 7th. White House spokesman Ian Sams defended that decision, though Biden's team said he was distracted by world events and criticized Herr's comments on Biden's memory.
Put simply, this case is closed because the facts and the evidence don't support the theories here. The gratuitous comments that respected experts are saying is out of line are inappropriate. And they shouldn't distract from the fact that the case is closed and the facts and evidence show that they reached the right conclusion.
Vice President Kamala Harris also strongly defended Biden and criticized the special counsel.
When it comes to the role and responsibility of a prosecutor in a situation like that, we should expect that there would be a higher level of integrity than what we saw.
I hope our Republican colleagues can work with us to reach an agreement on amendments so we can move this process along.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the floor today. Lawmakers are negotiating amendments to a $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, including adding measures related to immigration and border policy. The chamber cleared a critical hurdle Thursday in a key vote to advance the bill, but additional procedural votes are expected before a final vote, which is expected next week. Schumer wants to speed up the process, but Republican Senator Rand Paul vowed to use complex chamber rules to drag it out. Maryland's former governor Larry Hogan announced today he'll be running for the U.S. Senate. It's a big opportunity for his fellow Republicans who are trying to flip a seat in the deep blue state. Hogan was a popular governor who was known for being a moderate. And his announcement is also putting Democrats on notice. The Dems are holding onto the Senate majority by just one seat, with a number of incumbents already playing defense in Republican-leaning states. One major issue facing Hogan, he's known for criticizing former President Donald Trump. That may endear him to Democratic voters, but might not play to his fellow Republicans. More Americans are falling behind on their credit card bills and auto loans. That's according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The bank released data showing new credit card delinquencies rose to about 8.5%, their highest level since 2011. Credit ratings firm Moody's Investors Service predicts the delinquencies won't peak until the first half of next year at 10%. The credit card and auto loan delinquencies aren't at pre-pandemic levels, but they're at decade highs. Coming up, a warning from scientists about changes in the Atlantic Ocean.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back. A very important system of ocean currents may already be headed for collapse, which could have an alarming impact on global weather. That's according to a new study published today in the journal Science Advances. The study looked at a major current system traversing the Atlantic Ocean. It acts like a giant conveyor belt, moving warm water north, cooling it down, and then bringing it back south. The currents are important because they help keep climates mild across much of the northern hemisphere, on top of carrying heat and nutrients to different parts of the globe. But climate change has disrupted the strength of the currents, and many scientists think it'll likely slow down or even stop. That could see temperatures plummeting in parts of Europe and a hotter southern hemisphere, on top of other extreme changes. there are still some unanswered questions left by today's study, like the timeline of a potential collapse. That's a wrap. Tune in to new episodes of 5 Things at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, then back on Sunday for One Thing with host David Rind. I'm Anna Sterla, signing off.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.